Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Makos. We are at Perek Aleph. And we are up to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis continues to talk about Edom Zelmanin. And we are introduced to Machlokas, Reb Meir, and the Chachamim. Mishnah says, Ma'idin anu b'ish plenty, if witnesses say testimony on a certain individual, Shechayev l'chaveiro, that he is obligated to his friend, Masayim Zuz, 200 Zuz. So they obviously had witnessed a borrowing. When Imtzu Zomim, then it turned out these Edim were Muzam. In other words, they were invalidated because they were, it was said to us in Bezdin, that they couldn't have possibly been there because they were somewhere else at the time. So what do they get punished? So the Mishnah says, this is Reb Meir's opinion, Lokin or Mashalmin. They get Malkus for being over on the lav of Losana Vareyacha Echaker, which is a lav of, again, saying false testimony. Omashalmin, and they also have to pay that which they had intended to be mechai of this individual, the 200 zuz, because of asisim lokasha zama, the two separate psukim, and each one has to be kept. Shelo Hashem mavil de makos, because the shame, the pasuk that obligates makos, is not the same as the one that's mavil de tashlumin, and therefore he pays both. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. The Chachamim say, Kol HaMishalem Ein Aloke, that you only get one punishment, like we see, for example, in the case of the first Mishnah that we had, where we could not have been Mekayim, the Kasha Zomam, with the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so they get Malkus. So, says the Chachamim, that you only get one punishment. We learn out in the Gemara from a pasuk of Kedei Rishaso that they get punished in singular for their that which they did wrong, Rishaso, and therefore if they're only going to get one punishment, that punishment is not Malkus, but rather the Tashlumin. Your Mekayim Vasisim Lokasha Zomam, where possible. Where you cannot be Mekayim Vasisim Lokasha Zomam, then we institute Malkus. But you do not get both punishments. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And we pask in Lahalacha like the Chachamim. We have a similar Machlokas of Reb Meir and the Chachamim in Mishnah Gimel. Except here, we're not talking about any monetary payments. We're talking strictly about Malkus. It says Mishnah Gimel, Me'idin anu b'ish ploni, if witnesses say testimony on an individual Shuchayev Malkus, Arboim, that he did something that he would be obligated on receiving Malkus, lashes, 39 lashes. Benimtzu Zomamin, and it turns out the witnesses became Muzam, became Edom Zomamin. So the first opinion, Reb Meir's opinion, is Lokim Shmonim. They get two sets of lashes, 80 Malkus, or 78 Malkus. Why Mishum? Because, number one, of Lasana Vareyach Echaker, that's one set of lashes, and also Mishum Vasisim Lokasha Zomim, that which they intended to do to this individual by being Mechayiv him Malkus, so therefore they get Malkus for that too. So therefore they get two sets, Divrei Reb Meir. Those are the words of Reb Meir. The Chachamim disagree. They don't say that you get two sets of Malkus, you only get one set of Malkus, and you get Malkus for the Vasisim Lokasha Zomim. They only get one set of lashes. Another point that the Mishnah wants to let us know is that witnesses that become Zomamin, you can split the punishment when it comes to money, but you cannot do that when it comes to Malkus. Mishal Shin Pamamun, you can split or spread out the monetary obligation, but Vein Mishal Shin Pamakos, you cannot split or spread out the punishment of Malkus. And the Mishnah goes on to explain and elaborate, Ketzat, what do we mean? If they said testimony that their friend is obligated to pay 200 zuz, and then it turns out when into Zomim, they became Zomimin, Mishal Shem Beneim, so if there were two witnesses, and the two witnesses became Edom Zomimin, then they each pay 100 zuz, and they have basically made good on that which they were trying to obligate the other person. So they were trying to make this person pay out 200 zuz. So between the two of them, they can each pay 100 and make it up to him. Aval im hidu, if they said when ishu chayv malchus arbaim, that he did something wrong that would obligate him to receive lashes of 40 or 39, when imso zomamin, you did not say that each of the two witnesses that were muzam get half of the lashes, but instead they get the entire amount, each one. Kol echad ve'echad lo k'arboim, each one would get the entire amount. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel, and we look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Dalet.